All welcome to another edition of the Gunsmith Show, right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We've got the gunsmith himself in the chair, ready to roll.
In the chair's right.
Jonathan Smith, not the electric chair.
No, not the electric
no,
chair.
No, no, no.
Not the tattoo chair.
No, in the big seat, ready to deliver more great information on guns and firearms and shooting and making good life choices, John. I know that's the first segment here.
Yeah, it is, and I mean it. I really mean it. Good life choices are important.
They are important.
And I'm going to explain some of them here in just a sec.
I know a good life choice for you if you're planning on having a deck built or some work done around your home.
That's for sure.
You call Jeremy at Reliable Enterprises.
Yeah, Reliable Enterprises will get you straight. They got a wonderful job on decks and ramps and all the things you need on the outside of your house, whether it's trim or siding or additions or gazebos. Gosh, the guy just builds outstanding stuff. You can reach him at 810-429-6957. Licensed builder, licensed and insured, of course, and great crew. He can do demolition. He can do, he's got a Bobcat. He's got trailers. He's got all the equipment and a great staff to help. So get a hold of Jeremy.
They can do additions. He's doing some beautiful work out in Swartz Creek. He's added a ton to their house.
Yeah, he did. He like doubled the size of a house recently, and it was already a big house, so he did quite a job on that one. But he's always been a specialist at building those unique decks. And, boy, who doesn't want a nice deck this time of year?
There's pictures at the website. You know, he's done a lot of work in the Fenton area, you know, where they go down to the water.
Yeah.
It's multi-leveled. There's a path walkway down.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And he told me, he says, yeah, you might as well start pushing me in the pier because there's a lot of lakes out that way, too.
So. There's a few, yeah.
Yeah, so we're excited to have him back on board and a nice full schedule of sponsors for us. So we certainly appreciate Jeremy and all that he does. And he helps us a lot with our foundation as well. And he's a brother knight in the Knights of Columbus with me and everything. So we have a lot of fun together. So get a hold of him, or you can always reach him through his website, which you can link to right off my website. Go to the GSS.com and just click on Reliable Enterprises, and it'll go right to his website. So very easy to deal with, and you'll really like Jeremy. Guarantee it. So today is the 17th of May, Dan. Okay, now, I dates are important to me. I'm a mental walking diary of dates, you know, and I remember all these things that happened in my life. And well, May 17th was an important day for me. It was my mom's birthday. And I'm the fifth of five children, and mom was getting up in age when she had me a little bit, and she had a rough time after I was born, and she lived several more years, but what a mom she was. I want to wish her a happy heavenly birthday. She'd be 95 today, and I really want to say that she was the type of mom that would let me do my homework after I went shooting. When I got out of school. So that's a good woman right there. You know what I mean? I mean, she helped me to it.
Helped you fix your priorities.
And she set them right for me. You know, it's been my lifestyle ever since. You shoot when you can, and you do your homework when you have to. So, darn good woman, I'm telling you. Dad would organize these big pheasant hunts. And, Dan, I'm talking big. We had a square mile behind us that we could hunt on. And around us in Ortonville. And he would organize these pheasant hunts with like 10, 12, 15 guys. And in the morning when everybody showed up, mom would have like 10 pounds of bacon cooked and fresh eggs, because we always had chickens. Fresh eggs, as much. She had one of those big, huge griddles, round griddles you could cook like giant Uncle Buck pancakes on. And she'd have eggs frying on that. And she took care of us. So,
It worked all right with that many people in a square mile, as long as Dick Cheney wasn't one of them.
True. None of us ever got shot.
That's.
I mean, well, I did once, but my brother did it to me, but it was purely a mistake. But I lived.
Yeah.
I had natural padding plus a down jacket on. But
got a little buckshot, though.
Just BBs.
So, just a couple BBs. Okay.
Well, so, and when we got done hunting, we'd come in and we'd all be out there cleaning the game, and mom would always stick her head out and say, hey, chili's ready whenever you guys want it. And she would have a giant pot of chili and a lot of Italian friends. And boy, they would just rave over my mom's chili. It was good chili. I still try to make it as good. But endless, she put up with just endless hunting stories, gun talk, and she never complained. She knew the smell of Hoppy's number 9. Which is gunpowder solvent, nitro solvent that you get out when you're really cleaning a shotgun good. And boy, she knew that smell well. She would just, you know, do you guys need anything? You know, that's all she would ask. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't miss a Tigers game if you paid her to. She would not miss a Tigers game. And that woman was hooked on Tigers, just like I'm hooked on guns. And I've never had that just tremendous need to watch sports games, but I've always had that want to go shooting and hunting. So I never caught that bug with Tigers or Lions or nothing, but I enjoy them. You know, I enjoy watching them. But she would have the TV on, watching the Tigers play, and she'd have the volume down, and she'd have the radio on to listen to it on the radio.
Right.
And she'd keep track of scores and everything. She was into it. And and just enjoying it. And, you know, back in the 70s, you know, you watch that stuff happen, and you remember those days, and there was an ashtray on every table, you know, in my house there was anyway. And but she's watching them from heaven now and watching those Tigers just kick butt. So they're ahead of the ALC right now, and I'm sure she'd be cheering them on. So
best record in all of baseball.
Yeah, they're doing wonderful this year. Yeah. So it's very good to see. Very good to see. So I don't usually reminisce that much on here, but being being a good parent is something that we really have to practice. It doesn't come natural to everybody. And Dan, you and I were just talking about being a good grandparent, you know, to our good kids. And but be relentless and passionate. And I got that from Leopold, and because I've really been doing a lot of work with Scopes lately. We're going to talk about that later in the show. But I've been doing a lot of work with Leopold's and Scopes. And being relentless is kind of a term that if I was to get a tattoo right now, I think I'd put being relentless on there. And that's the new theme for Leopold. Just says, shows a picture of their scope, and it says, be relentless, you know? And it's like, you know, that's a good way to be passionate about something. And being a relentless, passionate parent who prepares the kids for life and teaches them and passes on good memories and good skills, good life skills. Don't let the schools be the only way kids learn. I've had friends that have done that, and they wonder why their kids don't want anything to do with them, and they've got problems with some of those kids, and they always had that attitude. Why do you guys do so much with your kids? Why do you take them hunting? They're too young to hunt. And it's like, you know what? I take them out there because I want them to be in with me as much as possible, and I don't want to rely on other people to watch my kids. I want to be the parent that they want to turn to, you know. And I'm hoping that you guys feel that way too. Pass on your passions, the shooting sports passions, the NRA. If we don't pass it on, we're going to lose it. So you know, there was a good song years ago called "Got to Stand for Something." Or you'll fall for anything. You know, it's a good song, and it means a lot to me. Pass on the thoughts of the NRA and the importance of the NRA. Your pursuit of becoming a better shooter, a better hunter. Every time you shoot, shoot better than you shot the time before if you can. Don't give up. So thank God our founding fathers didn't, because they didn't always get along. There was a ton of fighting back in those days. I was just reading a good book on the presidents, and one of the Bill O'Reilly books, the one about the presidents. And it's very interesting, the infighting and the terrible name-calling and the just backstabbing that happened every single time, man. We think it's rough now. It was rough then. You know, it's always been rough. Politics has always been nasty. So I wouldn't recommend your kids get into politics, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it. That's very true. But just you got to build a good, strong foundation for the future with these kids. And you can't count on the schools to teach them everything. You got to teach them a lot yourself. And sure, they're going to get some book learning from schools. Hopefully they won't get too much indoctrination. But as we close in on Memorial Day weekend, it kind of had me thinking about the past and thinking about you know, the cost of freedom, and trying to respect it and be a proud American. So God bless America. Go to our website, thegss.com. And you can always send me an email. Now, on the website, we link to all of our sponsors. You can listen to past shows on there. And you can also go to our YouTube page and our channel and check out some videos on there, some fun videos from the range and good shooting times at all over the state of Michigan shooting. And our Facebook, like us on Facebook and help us jump that next hurdle. We're real close to 2,000 followers, so we want to get that over the hump.
That way you'll see the post when they come out as well.
No kidding. It's tough. Every time I put something out with a picture of a gun, nobody sees it. You know what I mean? Because they put their barriers up. And believe me, they're not like defeated.
Like them and follow them and check them out on Facebook for sure. Yep. Yeah. Because there's different ways you can set it up, too, so that that you get them, you know, if you just liking it, you can also say, I want to follow it. I want to see their
like
post.
Like it, follow it, and try to click on every time we put something out.
And respond, you know, ask questions.
Yeah,
if there's topics that you want, you know, if you'd like to see, you got a question about a particular gun or ammo sights, any of that stuff, that'll become topics. I'm sure John will work those into future shows.
Yeah,
so reach out and let him know what you'd like to know more about, because he knows a ton. And if he doesn't know, he'll look into it for you as well. He'll check into it. So happy birthday to Mrs. Smith.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
We're going to take a break. We'll come on back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.